You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the Justice Select Committee has called for the Treaty Principles Bill to be thrown away. This comes as an analysis by Newsroom shows that 90% of public submissions were against the bill. The committee accepted close to 300,000 public submissions, with 90% opposing the bill, roughly 270,000, 8% in support and 2% indifferent. I spoke to the spokesperson for Toitū Te Tiriti and professional teaching fellow in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland, Eru Kapakingi, about these recent developments and how he believes the Hikoi mō Te Tiriti has come into play regarding the public submission process. The bill has received a lot of criticism since its inception, including with the Hikoi mō Te Tiriti, which was attended by tens of thousands. However, are you surprised by the number of submissions against the bill?
I am surprised, and I'm pleasantly surprised. And on reflection, I guess, and this is, I suppose, what these sorts of moments and events force is reflection and contemplation, processing, I guess, what the numbers mean, right? Because numbers are just numbers, but it's what's the most important questions are, what's behind those numbers? What's the spirit, I guess, that those numbers are representing? And I'm pleasantly surprised at a general level, and I suppose in the line of work that I participate in, it's difficult to get away from the negative rhetoric. And it's often the evil voices that are the loudest. And for the last year, it's been difficult for me and many other people who work in the same field of work as I do to quiet those voices. And it gets to a point where you start to believe genuinely that those voices represent a majority. And the beauty, I guess, in these numbers is the confirmation that is not true. And what comes with that is a restoration of hope in Aotearoa as a nation, as a society, a nation that, for the most part, is not scared of te tiriti o Waitangi, is not scared of tangata whenua. And for me, as a tangata whenua person, just on a day-to-day level, I can walk into rooms now with diverse makeups of people from all over Aotearoa and be a bit more confident that I won't be attacked for breathing, for existing as tangata whenua. So that's the deeper meaning behind the numbers for me.
Do you believe the Hikoi mō Te Tiriti has had an impact on the submissions we have seen through the public submission process?
Certainly. And I don't mean to blow my own trumpet in saying that. And I've heard some politicians desperately, I suppose, in response point to other submission processes as being examples of where the submission processes were, the submissions, for the most part, said one thing, but referendums had a different result. But I think this instance with the Treaty Principles Bill is incomparable and unprecedented. 300,000 submissions, the highest to date, and the runner-up is 200% less than that. At 100,000 submissions. So there's no other moment historically that can be compared to this one. And it's not a coincidence or just happenstance that there were 300,000 submissions made closely after the Hikoi for Te Tiriti, the very topic that the bill discusses. It's no coincidence that record has been achieved. And I'm proud of that role that the Hikoi fulfilled, and now we're fulfilling the longer journey of the Hikoi, which is a transformational change for tangata whenua and for Aotearoa generally, and realigning with Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
ACT Party leader David Seymour indicated he would campaign on the bill again. Despite Seymour and ACT's continued support for the bill, do you believe that other parties in the coalition would be willing to bring up the conversation again, despite their plans to vote down the bill during its second reading?
Not after these numbers, and certainly not after the Hikoi. It would be a stupid decision by any government to do that. But the other reality that we can't forget as well, that even though the Treaty Principles Bill is something that other parties are trying to distance themselves from in government as well as in opposition, there are other bills that aren't as boldly written as the Treaty Principles Bill, but generally follow the same premise and generally diminish tangata whenua rights anyway. So there are headlines that I've seen around the government washing their hands of the Treaty Principles Bill, as if that bill, the Treaty Principles Bill, was the only stain on its character. There's plenty more to wash off, there's plenty more to clean up, and we can't forget that.
Are you concerned that due to how far this bill has got, we could have an increase of distrust by New Zealand citizens for the government?
I suppose, certainly there's been a restoration of hope that I am feeling and am seeing amongst my own people, some of the whenua in society generally. I wouldn't say that there's been a restoration of hope and trust in the government, and I can't speak for other sectors of society. If there's a growing mistrust, then I suppose this treaty principles bill could be one thing to feed into that and amplify that. But there are other, that's not the only bill, which is the point I was making before, that there are many other legislative attempts to really to kick a lot of people while they're down, a lot of Aotearoa people while they're down, minoritised and oppressed sectors of society who are already struggling, and this government's priorities are over and above them, and they're not caring about the little guys on the streets, they're not caring about people in poverty, they're not caring about people suffering health inequities, they're not caring about parts of communities who are discriminated against for different reasons. In fact, they're probably providing a platform for such discrimination. So the Treaty Principles Bill has played a part in the growth of the mistrust, but that mistrust has probably been there already for a lot of people, and it's not going to go away anytime soon either.
And what do you believe will happen next regarding the Treaty Principles Bill and the sort of legal process of the bill?
I believe that it will be, well, my guess is that it will be read down in the second reading, voted down in the second reading quite swiftly. If it gets there, there are heard whispers of maybe it not even going that far. But who knows, really. It will be up to, the governing parties, the Speaker, in terms of what the process is moving forward. I'm more interested in the social processes here on out as opposed to the legal parliamentary processes. And a big part of that social process moving forward for me is education, re-education around the truth of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, which this event in the name of the Treaty Principles Bill has exposed to be an issue for many people who live in Aotearoa, including my own people. So those are the next steps for me and our movement.
I also spoke to Māori Studies Professor at the University of Auckland and Chair of Te Runanga a Iwi o Ngāti Kahu, Margaret Mutu, also about these recent developments and how Te Tiriti o Waitangi is viewed in the country overall. Firstly, what findings were in the committee's report?
The report is very much that this does not reflect the treaty at all. The bill that was put up by David Seymour, even when it was amended, did not reflect Te Tiriti o Waitangi. What it attempted to do was to remove all recognition of being Māori in this country and to basically legislate that the only cultural existence that was legally recognised in this country is being Pākehā. I can't tell you the details of the actual findings of the committee other than that to say that they found it quite despicable that they should even be having to deal with it.
And are these findings aligning with what those submitting against the bill during public submissions are sort of concerned about? What have we been seeing from public submissions?
The public submissions that you saw, I mean, they're not all of them. Some of them have been made available, and I was trying to figure out the other day just how you can get to those submissions, because I would really like some postgraduate work to be done on analysing those submissions. But a lot of people have actually distributed their submissions, and from what I could see, there was one thing that I found very, very heartening was the support from what we call tangata tiriti, those who, one, know about the treaty, and two, support the fact that Māori have a right to be Māori in this country. And the level of support that came through for that was very heartening from a Māori point of view. For Māori submitters, we were absolutely determined that we were not going to give away who we are, and the agreement that we entered with the Queen of England to allow her people to immigrate into this country on condition that she stop their lawlessness and use kāwanatanga to do that, but also on the condition that the Māori power and authority, Māori sovereignty would remain undisturbed and we would carry on as we had always been. Now, of course, a lot of the Māori submissions were very, very clear that they would not cede any power and authority or decision making in their areas. But what was so heartening was to see the number of those in opposition who also said that Māori have a special right to be Māori in this country. And I think that was the main thing. But what was also coming across was that people knew we had a treaty that is the constitutional basis of this country, but it did strike me that many of them didn't actually know exactly what that treaty was about, which bothers me somewhat, being the Professor of Māori Studies.
ACT Party leader David Seymour, who was still committing to the bill, says these submissions are not necessarily indicative to the bill and its support from general New Zealanders, pointing to the End of Life Choice Bill, which was mostly opposed by submitters but passed in a public referendum. How indicative would you say are these public submissions to how the general population are feeling about the Treaty Principles Bill?
Well, it's always very hard to know exactly what the general public thinks. The body that did try to find out what New Zealanders knew about Te Tiriti was the Human Rights Commission. Now, the Human Rights Commission is a trusted body in this country that looks after the right of you to be a human being in this world. And its survey showed that most people in this country do not know what the treaty is about, but they do want to know. And the interesting thing in their survey was that 70% of the respondents said that how the treaty should be implemented and the role it should play constitutionally in this country is something that should be determined by Māori and Pākehā together, and that it should not be something that is decided by politicians. So it was a very interesting outcome. To return to your question about David Seymour and his assertions, what you always have to bear in mind about David Seymour is his background, and that he is trained under the Atlas Network, which is made up of international corporations, wanting to free up the planet's resources for profit and for the big international corporations to be free to exploit all the resources of the world, including the human beings. Now, he has denied that when publicly asked, but he got dropped in it by the Atlas Network's own chairman, who said that he was actually a graduate of that. So you do need to bear that in mind when you are listening to David Seymour. He is there to dismiss anybody who would look to preserve this country, to look after its people, to look after the environment, to look after the world that we know in this country. He is vehemently opposed to that, and his training points him in that direction. I think that most people in this country, or maybe sometimes I wonder if I'm dreaming about this, but I would like to think that most people in this country do care about the well-being of others. They do care that our rivers, our seas, our forests are okay, that we do not overexploit them and overuse them. And therefore, if they can see that the key trustees, as it were, the key guardians, which are the mana whenua, the Māori people, being tossed aside by David Seymour, that makes them very, very uncomfortable. So David Seymour has a following in the general election of 8%, and I think this is the 8% trying to dictate to the 92%.
Regarding your point to how people may not necessarily understand the treaty in full, would you want better education in this space, and how would you want this to be provided?
Oh my golly gosh, yes. I remember asking Margaret Wilson, when she was the Minister of Treaty Negotiations, to please have Te Tiriti or Waitangi taught in schools. She promised me she would, and I asked her because she was a professor of law at the University of Waikato, and I thought she may understand it, but of course it wasn't in her interest for New Zealanders to actually know what Te Tiriti says. So many iwi around the country, hapu and iwi around the country, have actually been trying to work with their schools. In my area in Ngāti Kahu, we've actually run courses for our teachers who teach within Aorohe. That's 16 schools in Aorohe. We teach them. This is what He Haka Putanga says. That's the 1835 Declaration of Independence. And out of that came Te Tiriti of Waitangi. So we run courses on this for teachers because the New Zealand government will not do it. We did get it under Labour, when the Labour government in 2022 said that New Zealand history had to be taught in all of the schools. That was a very good start, but of course this government has taken it back. But the simple answer to your question is absolutely. I should not be teaching people at stage one in Māori studies the first thing that they've ever heard about Te Tiriti or Waitangi. It's an absolute disgrace. The constitutional foundation of this country is He Hakaputanga and Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Children should be learning about this when they first go to school. It's their right to know what the constitutional foundations of this country are.
That was the University of Auckland's Eru Kapakingi and Margaret Mutu on the Justice Select Committee calling for the Treaty Principles Bill to be thrown away, and Newsroom's analysis showing roughly 90% of public submissions were against the bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.